Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
The Lord, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless and we honor you. We magnify you. We thank you, everlasting God, for another day in our lives. We thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking up, for all the battles that you are fighting on our behalf, for all manners of victory that you have wrought for us. We are grateful. We bless and we honor you, Father, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everlasting Father, we thank you for all our previous meeting. Thank you, everlasting Lord, for all manners of testimonies. Thank you for the souls that have been won to your kingdom. And we say glory be unto you, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commit today's broadcast into your holy hands, and we pray, Lord, that indeed, Lord, speak to us individually and collectively. For everyone that listens to today's broadcast, Father, Lord, Jehovah God, do something wonderful, something glorious in their lives, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today I'll be sharing with you what I titled, What Do You See? What Do You See? And I'm taking my text from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1, reading from verse 11 to 12. Jeremiah chapter 1, reading from verse 11 to 12. The Bible says, and the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see an almond branch. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just as the Lord asked Jeremiah on that day, that what did you see? The Lord is asking you too today. What is it that you are seeing? What is it that you are seeing? What do you see? Are you seeing right? And you can see from this passage, the Almighty God spoke to Jeremiah specifically. He called him by his name. Brothers and sisters, the things of God, God deals with us as individuals. Dealing with God is not something that you can delegate. It's about you and your God. There was a direct communication in this passage here between God and Jeremiah. God called him by his name, Jeremiah, what have you seen? What did you see? And he was able to tell God what he saw. Brothers and sisters, God is speaking to you right now. And he's asking you, what do you see? What are you seeing? There are certain factors that determines what and how well we can see. You can talk about the sharpness of our eyes, how sharp your eyes is. We also depend on what you can see, how well, how clear what you are going to see is. But you know, there is a physical eye and there is a spiritual eye. If you are using the physical eye can fail you. The physical eye can be dim. The physical eye can even become blind. But when you are using your spiritual eye, you'll be able to see beyond the visible. You'll be able to see the invisible. The book of Job chapter 29, verse 19, he said, I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. Brothers and sisters, let God's eye be your eye. See with the eyes of God. And if you see with his eye, you'll be able to see the invisible. What others cannot see, you'll be able to see. It's like having a mixture of a microscope and a telescope together. You'll be able to see clearly what others are not seeing. Everybody may be seeing challenges, may be seeing problems. But because you are seeing with the eyes of God, you will be able to see the solution. May the Lord grant you the grace to begin to see the invisible in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that will determine what we see is the amount of light that surrounds us. If you are in the presence of Jesus, you have light because he is light himself. He will illuminate your path and you will be able to see clearly. The book of John chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. He said, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Why don't you use the light of God? Let his light illuminate you. He tells us if you do that, in the book of Isaiah chapter 60, reading from verse 19, he said, The sun shall be no more your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give you light, but the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Brothers and sisters, let God, let Jesus be your everlasting light. If Jesus is your everlasting light, you will never be in darkness. You will be able to see clearly. Wherever you go, it will illuminate your path. When light comes, darkness must disappear. So, brothers and sisters, let Jesus be your light. Let Jesus be your light. Let him illuminate your path. Do not depend on the sun. Do not depend on the moon. But rather depend on the light of God. And then, when you use the light of God, you will see clearly. You will see what others cannot see. I pray that the Lord will illuminate your path in the mighty name of Jesus. He will remove every form of darkness in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Number three thing is that the extent to which we can see also depends on our location. Depends on our location. If you are on the mountaintop, you can see far. You can see everything. Everything you will see very, very far. And the interesting thing is that when you are on the mountaintop, every other thing will become small. So when the Lord takes you to the mountaintop, you begin to see your problems as grasshopper. You begin to see them as smaller than your God. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord take you to the mountaintop in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord take you to the mountaintop and you'll be above your challenges. No matter the challenges, spiritual challenge, physical challenge, your almighty God will lift you up above them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. No matter what may be the name of the challenge, the almighty God will take you to that mountaintop and you will be above them in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are in the valley, if the problem person is in the valley, you will only see the problem being bigger. You will never see the problem being bigger than your God in the mighty name of Jesus, because God is bigger than those problems. No matter what it may be, no matter how overwhelming it may be, you will not be in the valley. The Almighty God will take you out of that valley in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. It will make your crooked way to be smooth in the mighty name of Jesus. Because if you are also in the crooked way, you will not be able to see well. If you are in a bend, you will not be able to see far. You'll be able to see something that is just within a very short distance. But when the Lord is with you, he will make those curved roads, he will turn them to plain road. He will strengthen them for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 42, verse 16, it says, I will lead the blind in a way that they do not know, in paths that they have not known. I will guide them I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them. Brothers and sisters, this is a word of comfort for you. It's a word of comfort for you. He said, we lead you through the paths that you do not know, through those paths that you do not know. Many of us are at the crossroad of our lives. We don't know which decision to take. We don't know whether to go to the left or the right. We don't know whether to go forward to go backward. But based upon the word of God, the Lord will guide you. The Lord will direct your path in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Glory be unto his holy name. He will remove every manner of darkness in your life in the name of Jesus. See, the rough places, it will make them level. When the rough places is level, you'll be able to see clearly. The Lord will grant you the grace to see clearly in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Another thing that can influence how far we can see is when you are either you are sleeping or awake. A person that is sleeping will not be able to see. The Lord will wake you up from every form of spiritual slumbering in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew 24, verse 42, it says, therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. Stay awake. With a sleeping eye, you cannot see clearly. You cannot see far. Everything will be blurred. The grace for you to be spiritually awake, the Almighty God will release unto you. He will wake you up from that spiritual slumber in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. A person that is awake can see clearly. He can see an approaching danger, and he can see an approaching blessing, opportunity. May the Lord open your eyes to see the opportunities coming your way. May he open your eyes to see the danger coming your way. And by so doing, you'll be able to avert those danger in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will not be sleeping when you should be awake in the name of our Lord Jesus. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Another thing that we need to know about how far we can see is that it depends on what you are seeking. How are you seeking God? Are you seeking God with all your heart? The Bible tells us actually in the book of Matthew 7:7, he says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find. So if there is no seeking, there cannot be finding. You need to seek. You need to seek. And when you are seeking, you're seeking with all your heart. Not a part of your heart, but everything you use to seek him. If you seek him with all your heart, you will find him. You will find the Lord when he can be found. Brothers and sisters, take that decision to seek this God with all your heart and with everything that you have. And indeed, you will find him. The Bible tells us that when you are seeking him with your heart, that heart must be pure. So if you have a pure heart, you will see differently from somebody whose heart is polluted. A polluted heart will not see things clearly. All it will be seeing will be problems, but a person with a pure heart will be able to see clearly. The Bible tells us in Matthew 5:8, say, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You want to see God. The main thing is that we want to see this God. Is your heart pure? Are you operating in the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ? If your heart is pure, you will be able to see this God. Brothers and sisters, God is not far away. All you need to do is to seek him with your heart, with a pure heart. Live a life of righteousness. Live only for this God. And indeed, you will see him. And when you see him, God is ready to solve those problems for you. When you seek him with all your heart, you abide by him. He's ready to wipe away your tears. Because you know a person who is crying cannot see well. He will wipe away your tears. He tells us in Revelation 21:4, he said, he will wipe away every tears from their eyes. He's ready to wipe away those tears from your eyes so that you can see clearly. Are you hearing me today? You have tears in your eyes. You are still sleeping. You are sleeping, you are slumbering spiritually, you can't see clearly, you are in the valley of your life. The Lord is ready to change it. All you need to do, brothers and sisters, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Embrace Him, hold on to Him tenaciously all the days of your life, and He will not disappoint you. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. For everyone who have heard this message, the mighty hand of God will be upon you. His light will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.